Experienced birders might be familiar with the sounds of the white-throated sparrow. Some say the end of the call sounds like the word Canada, repeated several times.
Canada, 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 Canada.
That is Dr. Ken Otter. In 2000, he was doing his first field study in northern British Columbia. He was studying area bird populations and made a discovery.
I was working on chickadees, but I noticed that there was white-throated sparrows around.
White-throated sparrows. They weren't known to be in the area, but there they were, and they sounded a bit different.
They were going, Canada, 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 Canada. Almost like they were stuttering that last phrase.
Otter figured this unusual new tune was maybe specific to this one community of sparrows.
It wasn't until 7 or 8 years later that we started to realize that the song was actually spreading eastwards.
Yeah, in 2004, only around half of the sparrows in Alberta, Canada, were singing the song. By 2014, that had changed. You might say the tweet went viral.
All the birds in Alberta were now singing this Western dialect.
Now, Otter does not know why exactly this new song has caught on. He imagines this little spark of variation maybe might improve a male sparrow's chances with the ladies.
If there's a little bit of female preference, which is something we want to test next, then it would be advantageous for males to sing an atypical song, and after a while it would just take over.
In that case, it seems like the white-throated sparrow's sultry new crooner is here to stay.